Nozze Yerushalmi, corresponding to Nozze Bavli, Daf Samachei. Begin Yerushalmi on Daf Memhei Amadalas at the Mishnah at Halacha Gimel. Amoite Meis Betchila Mushkav Bedalkoi Noitloi Bes Tfusasai Matze Shnayim Noitloi Bes Tfusasam. If one finds a mace lying down as normal, he may take it and it's Tfusa, which is underlying soil, and bury them elsewhere. Also, if he finds two Mesim, he may take them and they're Tfusa. Matsa Shlesha, Emish bin Zeh Lazeh, Medadamas Achmoine, Kamaloi Amita, Vikoivreha, Rezu Shchunas Kvaris, Rezik Marinu Lalon Esim Abba. If he finds three Mesim, if the distance between them is between 4 and 8 Amas, like the length of the bier and those who bury it, we assume that this is a burial site, he has to check 20 Amas for more Mesim. Matsa Echa Besef Esim Amma, Rezik Marinu Lalon Esim Abba, Shoglaim Ladoba. If he found another mace at the end of 20 amos, he must check another 20 amos in there, because there's supporting evidence that there are more. Had he found only this mace within 20 amos at the beginning, then he would take it and it's tefusa. The Gemara says, "Ezu mushkav kedarkoi, raglav mufushatois v'yadav al liboi, avale marsoi kamsutz, ani oime gal nafralav v'hagoi." Gemara says, what is lying down normally? Its legs are spread and hands are on its heart. But if he was found, kamsuz, which is his legs by his head, I see that a rock fell on him and killed him. Atani marza shnaim shurashayim besad magalaisayim notlam lev chusasam. The Gemara asks in the Baisa that if he found two mesim, their legs next to their heads, then he takes them and they're tefusa. Savin meima kamsuz. We're thinking that the legs of each mace are by his head, which is kamsuz. No, washayim besad magalaisayim. I'm a Yitzhaber Rebbe Lozer. We're going Elaine Nunia Tzlaya Reisha Dahin Gabi Uksa Dahin Uksa Dahin Gabi Reisha Dahin. The Gemara answers, what does it mean, their legs next to their heads? Rebbe Yitzhaber Rebbe Lozer said, it's like these fish tied in a string, that the head of this one is by the tail of this one, and the tail of this one is by the head of this one. Rebbe Yitzhaber Agusta Bo Koimi Rebbe Mona Taman Adama Melaket Etzem Etzem Akol Toho Vachad Amachim. Rebbe Yitzhaber Agusta asked Rebbe Mona, there you say that one who moves a grave that opened to his field, he takes each bone and all is tahor, and here you say that he takes the mace and it's tefusa. Amalei amor de basar emeskinoi lakeber metchila yesh le tefusa. Mana answered from the sefer, if it was prepared to be a grave from the beginning, it has tefusa. Kamu tefusas keber, how much is the tefusa of a keber? Kreilef shloisha etzbois al mokem shamoyel yered. He answers, he takes three fingers up to the extent that the Moya, the liquid, it goes from the mace, it descends. Amr of Chista had a Amr, mace, mitzvah, mosul of naise. Chista asked, well, our mishnah permits moving a mace, perhaps it was a mace mitzvah. Does this show that one may move a mace mitzvah? Amr of Zera, to parta shenigva, shalabur shus, oiv shenigva, lesheila. Zera answered, no, we assume that it was buried without permission, or the place was lent on condition to bury it temporarily and move it afterwards. Hashle, mashema, mace mitzvah, we'd be concerned that it was a mace mitzvah. So the Vizera Shain Mace Mitzvah Mitzvian. The answer to Vizera holds that Mace Mitzvah is not common. If there's no publicity that it was a Mace Mitzvah, we need not be concerned for it. Imsa Oima, Shlisha, Minekroisein, Kebet and Imsa, Mfanoisei, Pino, Mekoimoi, Pinoi, Mekoimoi, Tome, I should say, but also Vanoia. Bryce says it turns out there are three kinds of graves. A grave that's found, we may move it. After I moved it, its place is Tome, and it's Asa Bahano, which we may not eat, drink, or be frivolous over there. Keba ha-yadua, ein, mefanonoi, say, pino, makoimoi, taho, or motuanaya. A known grave, we don't move it. If one moves it, its place is taho, and one may benefit from it. Keba shumazi, kesarabi, mefanonoi, say, pino, makoimoi, tome, v'asuanaya. If a grave harms the public, one may move it, and after he does so, its place is tome, and one may not benefit from it. Keba vi'abe ba'koyen, kekva akavya, makoimoi, muta v'anaya. Abba Bakayim ruled in Kfar Kavya that his place is Taho and one may benefit from it. Ma Upalig, does he argue with the Baisa? Kabashakadam hu esayir, the Kabashakabnasay hayir. The answer is no, he doesn't argue. Here, the Baisa is when the grave was there before the city was built, and here, Abba Bakayim was talking about when the city was there before the grave. Tani, Kabashakifasay hayir, Mishlisha Ruchis, Mifan Laisay. The Baisa says that if a cemetery surrounds the city in three directions, surely it harms the public, so one may move it. Mi shtei ruches, istanaitani, mefan noisei, istanaitani, ein mefan noisei. if it surrounds it in two directions. Some teach that one may move it, and some teach that one may not move it. Amar Chista, Mandama Mifan Noisai, Benasin Besoich, Shede Chamishim Amma, Mandama Emifan Noisai, Benasin Chutz, Shede Chamishim Amma. Chista says they don't argue. The one who says that one may move it, it's when, this is when it's within 50 amas of the city. The one who says that one may not move it, is when it's outside 50 amas. Mandama Mifan Noisai, Basri, Kamin, Gam, Mandama Emifan Noisai, Basri, Emifanin Basri, Kamin, He, Hey. And a second version is the one who says that one may move it. This is when the cemetery is shaped like a gam, which is the Greek letter gamma, means two adjacent sides of a square. The one who says that one may not move it, this is when it's like the city, means on two opposite sides. Lakrois, mispanin, chutz, mekivei amelech, mekivei anovi. All graves within 50 yards of the city, we move them, lest people become tummy through them, except for graves of a king and graves of a novi. Rabbi Kiva says that even the graves of a king and the grave of a novi are moved. They asked Rabbi Kiva, the graves of Beis David and the grave of the prophetess Chulda were in Yerushalayim, and no one ever touched them to move them. Amar lahen Rabbi Kiva, Misham Raya, Mechila Haya, Sham, Misham Haisa Tuma, Mekadedes, Giva answered that during a person there, there was a tunnel there, and from there the Tumah went out to Nachak Adjoin, and it was open to there, so it's not Matame, one who passes over it. Mantaninan, Va'isa Chotza al Pesach Amara, Shesh al Shesh, Kumalei Amita, Vachu Amahochin. Giva asked that a Mishnah teaches that one makes a Chotza, the opening of the Baal cave, 6x6 Amos, at the length of the bier, and those who bury it. And here you say that 8 amos is the length of the bier, and those are variants. Taman, malaya mita, she say oiveres, bamhacha, malaya mita, choiveres. The answer is there, it suffices for the seller to give a chavse of minimal size, for the full length of the bier to pass with difficulty. Over here, we're concerned, lest you give extra room to allow the full length of the bier to turn around. Adeichan, how much is called those who bury it? Akude, noisea mita, vechilufeyem, vechilufey, chilufeyem. It is those who carry the bier, chilufeyem, means those who alternate with them, and those who alternate with them. The mantaninan, kerem shunatua, apochis ma'aba amais, v'shimen oime, ena kerem, v'chom oim kerem, v'orein asem soyes, ki'ilu enam. The Mishnah, the teacher of a vineyard, in which the rows of vines are planted less than 4 miles from each other. The Shimon says it's not a vineyard, Racham says it is a vineyard, and we view the middle ones, if they are not, means that what it means is planted properly between 4 and 8 amas apart. Shimon ba'abba b'shem yirchanan b'kashem, shehen cholkin kan, kach hen cholkin b'shkunas kforis. Shimon ba'abba quoting yirchanan says, just like they argue here about a vineyard, they argue about a burial site, if the mason are too close together. Amma b'yoyna loydam ye tamon, yesh aliyem shkunas kforis, b'mhocha ein alea shkunas kforis. B'yoyna reject faces, these are different. There, if they're spaced like the Mishnah says, they're a burial site. Over here, if they're spaced too densely, they're not a burial site. They didn't intend to leave them like this permanently. Rabbi Yossi gives another rejection. He says, these are different. There, if they were spaced sparsely, and he planted in between and made them dense, the Tanaim argue. There, if they were dense and he uprooted some and made them sparse, all agree that it's a vineyard. Bamhacha, mau pligin, v'shibar matzam v'tzufim, v'shimanayme, gal nachla lehen v'ratzfan v'abonan amin, amri, v'vachim hayu v'ratzfan. Over here, when do they argue? It's when he came and found them dense. V'shiman says no one was buried there intentionally, a rock pile fell on them and killed people and made them dense. Abon say they were buried there sparsely. A rock pile fell and killed people in between and made them dense. All agree that if people intentionally buried more mason and made them dense, it's not a burial site. At Kama Matrichon Alav, the Gemara asks, if you find 3 mason, he checks 20 amos for more mason. How much do we burden them? Does he check 20 in each direction or 10 in each direction? And 10 in one direction and 10 in the opposite direction. Rabbi B'Shem, Rabbi Maisha, Bar Yumya, Alavoyim Amma, Badak, Esim, Matsa, Boydek, Shisei, Boydek, Oid, Esim. This is Rabbi Yossi quoting with Maisha, Bar Yumya says it's until 40 amas, 20 in each direction. He But he checked 20 and found, he checks another 20. It's not entirely bodak, eser matzah bodak ad eser, bodak eser matzah bodak ad eser. A second answer, some teeth that he checks 20 in all, means 10 in each direction. If he checked 10 and found another mace, he checks up to another 10. If he checked 10 and found, he checks up to 10. Now come to halacha dalad. All suffix negoim, betchila, toho, ashre nizka, betumah. Any suffix about a nega means an appearance of tzaras at the beginning is toho until he was made fully tame, means muchlat. If he is called latuma, sleikoi tame. Once he was muchlat, a suffix is tame. Shiva drachim boitim es azov, achir nizkak latuma, b'macho, b'mishta, b'masa, b'kvitsa, b'choyli, b'mar, b'heho. In 7 ways we check azov, means a man who had an emission of zoiv, which is similar to semen, before he was established to be tame, means azov, if the, perhaps emission could be due to eating or drinking too much, or foods that induce emissions, carrying heavy loads, jumping, sickness, a sight, or thoughts. Mishin is kak l'tumma, in boitin oisoi, oinsoi, usfeikoi, v'shechazoi, tmeim, shoglaim l'dova. Once he was established to be tomei, we don't check him. His oinus and his sofeg, as we'll explain, and his semen are tomei, because they are vaglaim l'dova. The Gemara says, v'tomei oisoi es avadai, hu tomei, eno tomei es asofeg, l'olam hu, which is a v'tarosa, et shiyoda shinidna. Gemara says, v'timei oisoi, he is metame avadai. He is not metame a sotik. He remains in his tahara until he knows that he became tame. Jiras avadai, who metahe, ain't metame es a sotik. Oilam hu, she said, between mosse, at yada shatar. The tiaroi, he is metahe avadai. He is not metahe a sotik. He remains in his tum until he knows that he became taho. Siv, vahadova bin elasa, vahadov is soivoi, ma nida metame ma'insim. Afazov matame ma'insim. It says, v'hadavah v'nidasah v'hadav v'zivoy, and we learn that just like a nida becomes tamei through oines, also a zov becomes tamei through oines. Y'ata afilu mu'iya v'shoyna, if so, even the first sighting should be tamei through oines. Amar v'zira l'kishiyase ak a nida oinsay. V'zira answered, when he becomes like a nida, means a zov who is tamei for 7 days, he becomes tamei, that makes his oines tamei and cancels his count of 7 clean days. With third sighting, Ba'oinus does not obligate a korban, as is new opinion of Beleza Megillah. Amar Beleza, Oinsoi, Mamesh, Sveikoi, Safik Zoi, Safik Keri. Beleza says his Oinus refers to true Oinus, means he was struck or frightened. His Safik is Safik Zoi, Safik Semen. Zoi Zoi V'shechazoi, B'leikach, Eina Metame. Gemara asks, well, are Zoi and Semen not Tame without becoming a Zov? The answer is, after he became a Zov, we don't attribute Zov to semen that he saw within the previous 24 hours. Zov cancels all the days he counted, semen cancels only that day.